Hi, it's me. By now I think you can guess who this is, but if not, I would be very disappointed, and I think you should stop listening to this. No, I'm kidding. This is 7 out of 10 worth it, I swear. Well, actually, I can't promise you that. You might be able to tell. Or not. I'm pretty drunk right now, and intoxicated me isn't very good at getting straight to the point, as you probably know. This isn't my phone number, by the way, I know. It's been a while since we talked over the phone, and a lot happened. I don't know, at some point in time I must have lost your number or something. Eric is our mutual friend, so yeah, he's there with me, letting me use his phone to talk to you right now. So, yeah. Listen, I'm not trying to get us back together. I just want to explain, to tell you a few things that were left unsaid. Things that you deserve to hear. So, I guess I'll start from the beginning. When you met me a few years ago, we were pretty young, especially me, mentally. And what we were, two people with such strong personalities, being together was a lot for young me and the two of us to process. We weren't like the other kids around us. Boy and a girl being together, posting cute couple pictures on Facebook and Instagram so that their friends could get jealous and have something to talk about or make something of themselves by seeking attention. We weren't that. We kept things between us, and I enjoyed that. We were even more complicated than that. So much so that after a while it was too much. And we were not up for commitments, digging holes deeper and deeper in each other's company. We grew on each other until there wasn't enough space for the two of us, and we had to grow apart to avoid losing ourselves along the way. Both of us weren't looking for a commitment, but there we were. And here we are. We met up 2 years after we lost contact. I told you off because, well, what you did to me, I mean, what we did to each other caused a lot of damage. And I'm calling you 3 years later, drunk and wanting to settle what we were for good. Although, it's exactly what I said before we met up last year. Fuck. Over the years, a lot happened. I evolved. I matured. And I kept looking back at what we were, what we'd become, and how we changed each other, and it started to make sense. So, that's why I'm making this call. You hated bad news. You wanted your life to be perfect. You wanted to be perfect, but what we had was toxic, let's face it. I tried to trick you into thinking you never really owned my heart, and that you had to try harder to have all of me while you made it seem like you had a perfect life and that I was lucky to have you. And in return, I didn't make you feel safe, and you made me feel like I wasn't enough. We could have been there to make each other better, turn each other's bad habits into good ones, make each other happy. But instead, we made each other feel bad because we were scared of losing. Our love was in a house, but a motel. We both had our stuff packed, so that if the building were to fall apart, we were prepared. We weren't thinking for each other. Instead, we only cared for our own interests, and that was what made our relationship toxic. It wasn't pretty, for sure, but to me, it was a work of art in some strange way. Our relationship was a work of art. We were our own version of 500 Days of Summer. It wasn't wholesome if you look at the scars it left. But if you look at the bigger picture, it was of a here goes nothing attitude, trust issues, bitterness, wanting to seek comfort from each other without becoming clingy, not wanting to completely trust each other because if you don't love too much, it doesn't hurt as bad if you lose it. If you look at each, but yeah, every minute we spent together was magical. I don't know how to describe it. It's like, looking back, I wish we would have been kinder to each other, that we'd have solved our problems in a more mature way. But instead, we became a series of beautiful films, memories, and I wouldn't change a single thing about it. I suppose this is how art makes you feel. Like, you can always draw a straighter line. You can always draw a rounder circle. But if that were so, the art wouldn't be the art that it is. And that's what we were. That's what we are. It was so hauntingly enchanting because you made me feel infinite. And I don't know if you feel the same, but ever since you've been gone, happiness kind of feels like a distant memory. You took away my ability to feel happy. And some part of me is still mad at you for that. I come from a household where if you don't present yourself as perfect, you don't deserve love and admiration. And I'm sorry if I ever projected that on you. I never meant to do that. If I did, it's an example of cognitive dissonance for me. I was just brought up that way, thinking this is how you love someone. I know I said I didn't want to change anything about our past, but if I could go back to do things a little differently, I wish I'd let you know in ways possible that you didn't have to be perfect for me to love you. You didn't have to front this window of perfection to be with me or earn my trust and give me faith in your leadership. I know that the people around you and the life you've chosen is probably demanding to you, and that you feel like you have to keep your shit together at all times. But when we were together, you didn't have to be that. And you still have my trust, because I know that no matter how difficult things can get, you'll come up with something to try to solve or handle it. And that, it's that resilience that brings me faith in you. And me telling you this is not a consolation prize for you not being perfect enough. It's not how I grieve or deal with your loss, but it's an appreciation of the person you are. It's just that the lives we chose didn't allow us to be a quote-unquote normal couple. And we despised the ordinary, the sloppy, stupid romantic stuff. We never, even though I kind of wanted to, we never read with my head resting on your lap, humming songs by our favorite artists. We didn't go to art galleries and argue about Syria refugees. or sloppily give each other head and cuddle until we fell asleep. I wanted to do all that, but we never made it a priority. And being in this long-distance relationship, we missed out on a lot. And it's funny because we have so much history between us, yet so little stories to hold on to. That said, I'm happy to have met you. We were something beautiful. We weren't dating only for comfort. Not only for the physical stuff. We wanted each other. We were curious. We wanted to make our marks on each other. We ruined each other. It was a tug of war and nobody ended up winning. Or maybe you did. I thought if you wanted to win so much that I'd let you. Because somewhere in there you had won my heart. Sounds like a fucking Nicholas Sparks novel. Jeez. No, but I implanted this idea in your head that I was seeing somebody else. Therefore, you'd have to try harder, otherwise you'd lose me to them. But that couldn't be further from the truth. You already own my heart, and that's why I gave in. I just jumped into a pool of boiling wax. Little did I know, you never wanted to win, you just wanted to keep playing. Fuck me, right? Anyway, before I met you, I was a mess. Of course, after you left me, it only got worse. That's why I call it a breakup. You have to first break each other and then leave because, well, it's broken, right? Except it's not. It's not how it works. But that's what we did. So yeah, you made me realize that I was fooling myself regarding what I believed was true and the way I did certain things. And after years of looking back, reflecting on past events, who we were as individuals, why we did the things we did, and what we made of each other, I figured I needed to do things differently. And I changed a lot since then. You too, I suppose. Although you may still be breaking hearts with the efficiency that only youth can harness. If so, I'm sure I've set a pretty strong record in that little game. God knows I was really into hours. I actually kind of enjoyed it, but later I decided I wanted comfort and trust. Intimacy, and all the stuff we wouldn't get from this. I wanted you in my arms, in my bed, on the forest, tied up, reverse, or just cuddled up in the sheets, or in the sheets with either of us tied up. Yeah, I'm drunk. I guess my point is, in spite of all the mind games and mishaps, I miss you. And I'll always be in love with you, even when I hate your guts. But it's not because I love you that you're obliged to do anything for me. As I just said, our relationship was toxic. You don't have to feel guilty to leave what we were. I tried to tie you down by guilt and shame you for loving me, basically, and for that, I'm sorry. There's no doubt we will move on, but I just thought I owed you the truth, pure and simple. In the end, we weren't allowed to be who we were in our family and environment, and we brought that onto us. You're now a free man. But you're loved. by me. I just don't know how to get you out of my system. But you don't have to do anything for me. This is not an obligation, but a blessing. And one day you and I might encounter again, and maybe then I will have stopped caring for you. Maybe we'll already have our own career, settle down, or even have kids. And we would look back thinking we were the ones to know each other's dark side back when we were younger. And fuck that kind of talk, because it makes me feel like I have to do something great with my life so that my old self would have something to look back on. Fuck, like drunk dialing your ex, telling him you wish you knew his present self so bad that once he died you want science and technology to allow storing his brain, his memory, his state of mind to be preserved. Because what makes him who he is at his core is just too beautiful to lose. I don't want to lose him. The world, whether aware of it or not, doesn't want to lose him. I want to listen to the songs you've heard and look at architecture in the way that amazed you. But at the same time, that's your privacy now. Old me gained satisfaction in invading privacy, but not me. You see, back then I really wanted to get close to you, to know you. But without wanting to be a part of your story or be intimate with you. That's sad, right? I realized that thanks to you. Still, you left this gaping hole inside of me. It doesn't hurt anymore, but it made me numb. And I think that's it. I'm ready to leave the past behind and settle what we were for good. I hate you far too much to wish you a nice life. Yeah, have a terrible one. No. Please, enjoy the ride.